Hi, I'm Kelly Burley with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, April 4th. Hi, Burns. How are you?
Great, Kelly. I hope you are.
Doing well, sir. Thank you. Let's begin with a unique visitor to the OSU campus this week.
Yeah, this was very interesting. We had a visitor, a bus. It was called Check Your Blind Spots Mobile Tour, and it was in Stillwater this past Tuesday. It's sponsored by the National CEO Action and Diversity Initiative. There's more than 600 CEOs from the world's leading companies that are behind this effort. And research shows that diversity increases creativity and innovation and promotes higher quality decisions and enhances economic growth. So it's a great thing to have. OSU is one of 100 stops on the tour of the Check Your Blind Spots bus. This mobile unit uses virtual reality and gaming technology to allow participants to explore their own unconscious biases. And I went through it, and I found it very interesting. Because experts say that the unconscious mind makes the majority of our decisions, and it creates blind spots or unconscious biases that can narrow our vision of others and potentially really influence our behaviors. So it was a great opportunity to have the Check Your Blind Spots mobile unit here, and we really appreciate the opportunity, and I think we're all a little more understanding and a little more inclusive.
Burns, OSU has been out in front on drone technology from the start, and now that work is going to get a little extra maneuvering room, so to speak.
Yeah, this was quite a designation, actually. Our Unmanned Systems Research Institute is the first in the country to receive approval from the FAA to fly an unmanned fixed-wing aircraft swarm within national airspace. Current FAA regulations require one pilot for every unmanned aircraft. But this authorization enables us to have a single pilot with many observers for safety to operate a swarm of up to 20 fixed-wing unmanned aircraft. It's a unique configuration developed by our OSU researchers, which are led by Professor Jamie Jacobs, the director of the Unmanned Systems Research Institute. The research through the swarms could benefit a lot of areas, including environmental and infrastructure monitoring, agriculture, package delivery, national security, airspace operations, weather research, and many others. So that's quite a compliment to our program, and congratulations to Professor Jamie Jacob and his team.
And finally, Burns, an important year-round Oklahoma resource is celebrating a milestone.
Yeah, and this is a great partnership. It's called the Oklahoma Messinet. It's a network of stations that monitor the weather and the environment, and it's celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. Messinet is a system of 120 stations with at least one in every Oklahoma county. The network was developed by scientists at OSU and the University of Oklahoma. The two universities continue to provide valuable subject matter expertise. The Messinet was originally created for storm spotting purposes, but wildland fire management has increasingly become a major focus. The Oklahoma Messinet is available for use by the public. You can find it online at messinet.org. That's MESONET.org.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.